Hi, I'm Johnny Vegas, and you're listening to Cop Talk with Dunk. And all you other Liverpool sites, just stop embarrassing yourself, all right?
Yo, what up? This your boy Smooth, straight from New York. You're listening to Cop Talk Podcast. Remember this, you never walk alone, but if you fuck with us, you walk with a limp.
Alright guys, how's it going? It is Thursday the 2nd of February 2023 and you're listening to the Cop Talk Podcast in association with footballclubshares.com where you can buy real shares in real football clubs. That's right. How's it going guys? You alright? Big shout out today to Big John. He's supported my Let's Make Cop Talk TV Great Again like fundraiser thing. Just, you know, I bought some new equipment for the YouTube things and stuff like that, and he stepped up and supported me. So, John, make sure your name is on the list in every video this year. All my videos I upload to YouTube, basically, if you support that little fun little thing I'm doing, then you get your name in the credits of every YouTube video this year in the video description. And also at www.coptalk.tv, if you pop along there, you'll see Big John's been added to the list. And anyone can, you know, just, I don't know, anyone can support it and help a brother out and be added to the list. And, you know, thanks, John. I appreciate it. So, how's it going, guys? You all right? There's been a lot going on recently, and I've been churning out a lot of videos. I'm sure you've seen that. I'm quite enjoying these videos where I'm just like making a cup of tea and, you know, I take the phone with me and have a little waffle. And bizarrely, people like them. And I'm doing all right, although YouTube keep coming down on me for excessive profanity throughout the majority of my videos, which is not correct, believe it or not. So I have to lodge an appeal and then they usually rule in my favour and everything's all right. But it's a little bit annoying at the moment. Those of you that support this podcast, I have posted on Patreon today and asked you if you would like the audio ripping from the YouTube videos, you know, the CopTalk.tv videos, and adding as bonus content to the Patreon website, which you can obviously access via the Patreon app or whichever, wherever you listen to the podcast, basically. As a supporter of the podcast, I just wondered if maybe you would appreciate the audio from those videos. I mean, it would take a little bit more time for me. But maybe if you're driving around, you know, like I like to listen to podcasts when I'm on the move. You can't watch a video when you're on the move, really. And also, unless you pay for YouTube, you can't leave it running in the background. So I just wondered the other day, I thought, I wonder if the people that support the podcast, that are on Patreon, for example, would appreciate the audio from the videos as well. So when there isn't a podcast episode, you've got the extra stuff to listen to. So please do let me know on that front. I honestly don't know where to start today. Obviously, there's a lot of speculation going about the potential sale of the club. Where I am with this, and if you don't watch my YouTube videos, I'll try and summarise for you. or if you're not on the members' website, of course, I do. Everything is on the members' website, so that's the most important thing. But some people prefer videos, some people prefer audio, some people like to read. So I try to, put myself around all those different formats, if you like. Now, I think it's no secret that FSG prefer a minority stake, but I think they've struggled to achieve that so far. I think that the interest that we've got in the club from the Middle East, in the various countries there, I believe there's interest from Qatar, which dates back to last year, which we spoke about last year, but everyone seems to be thinking it's a new development. We believe that there's interest from Saudi Arabia. I've been telling people the last couple of weeks just to keep an eye on them. And also the UAE, very quiet, long-term admirers. And I think the impression I get and the chatter from those kind of that particular country, should I say, the UAE or Dubai or whatever that region, which has traditionally been linked with Liverpool over the years and have always had an interest in us, I get the impression, and the chat suggests, that they're kind of just watching and waiting, and it wouldn't surprise me if they stepped up late in the equation, maybe just to get a feel of what the real valuation is, you know? And then there's Bahrain, you know. I think if you were to put a search into Google, Bahrain, Liverpool takeover, things like that, I think something might come up towards the end of last year. I don't think we've really heard anything credible about that, but I did make a video, actually, for Cop Talk TV channel members and Cop Talk VIP members, about Bahrain and Liverpool, and there, you know, there was a reason that I made it private. You know, sometimes you just want a quiet life, you know, and if you start, you know, sometimes I like to tell people everything, and if you tell people everything, sometimes people will throw stuff back in your face, you know, I'll give you an hard time, or I'll go bullshit, you know. So I sometimes prefer, like, to just keep things a little bit private, like whether it's a private podcast, whether it's a private video, or whether it's on the members website, which is a private community, because I think that the people that participate in those things, they're usually chucking a couple of quid into the pot, so they're not going to run the mouth, they're not going to be abusive, they're allowed an opinion the same as anybody else. But I don't know, I just get the feeling that on those, you know, the people that subscribe to those things and support me through those things are maybe more mature and maybe understand it than some of the kids out there on Twitter, for example, that run the mouse. And sometimes it's just like, do you know what, I can't be bothered. So there was a little bit of stuff that I spoke about Bahrain and Liverpool the other day, but I wouldn't want you to think that I'm withholding anything from you and that I know something about Bahrain, because I don't, all right? I'm not a Twitter ITK, all right? But I just think that the people that enjoy my work and Cop Talk and things would like to see what that was about. So I've just got an email come in. I'm going to mute that. It's bizarre, really, because whenever I record videos, you know, or podcasts, I forget to do all these things. And that was a Liverpool-related email, you know, the stuff coming up all the time. In fact, I got a message today while I was recording a video to do with the, you know, someone that's involved in finance and in that region, if you like, in the Middle East, someone that's a Cop Talk member, someone that's known to the community for many, many years, and someone that I consider a friend. And they sent me an email while I was recording, actually, it popped up on the screen. And you just read a couple of lines and it can throw you off while you're stood talking, you know, and people don't realise you're reading something. Like now, for example, so I'm going to close the email client as well, because if I see a couple of lines of text on the screen, I tend to drift away and see what it's about. And his email today was just to do, he's involved with and knows people that are involved in multi-million pound deals in the Middle East, you know, trade with the UK and US. And he was explaining me a little bit today about the procedure, you know, for basically big money, you know, investment from that region, and the procedures and regulations when it's dealing with UK and US regulation, paperwork, stuff like that, you know. So, nothing that I can really read out on here, but let's just say that I am being briefed and educated all the time with this stuff. So we know that FSG wanted the minor investor. I think they failed to secure that so far. We know that HSBE, this Ben Jacobs journalist, I think in the last 24 hours has suggested that we should keep an eye on HSP. We've been saying that since last year. I mean, they're the ones that sat down with FSG, and I think FSG thought they were going to get a partnership with, but the rumours suggest that the money was not forthcoming or whatever, you know, it wasn't satisfactory. It's not what we want, guys, I think. I think I would be worried about that. This Ben Jacobs journalist, I have this feeling at the moment that you know, he might be a nice lad and that, but I feel like he's trying to make a name for himself on the back of all of this, because I hadn't really heard of him much before, neither had anybody else. And you can soon get a huge following. And I did a video today, a little short that you might want to see on YouTube, on coptalk.tv, you know, about freelance journalists. You know, like, freelance journalists is often a nice way of saying unemployed journalist, and there can be reasons for that. Maybe you're not good enough, or maybe you don't have the you know, the sources to be, you know, hired by someone like The Athletic, for example, or mainstream media, or maybe you worked for one of these organizations and you've been culled because you were not an asset to the company. So, you know, sometimes freelance sports or freelance football journalists might sound rather interesting, but I always have a little bit of caution regarding them, because It depends who they are, of course, and I'm not lumping everyone into this, right? So don't ever think that. But what I mean is, you know, how do you, you know, a freelance journalist, let's just say that this particular case is an unemployed journalist, how do you get full-time employment? You get full-time employment, don't you, by building up your reputation. And how do you do that? How do you get your name out there? Well, you get your name out there by writing for football blogs. I get these people approach me all the time, never accept them. And you also make a name for yourself. You know, you can get a following on Twitter and things like that. And there is a reason that I've mentioned that today, because I know there was a report went out yesterday by a freelance journalist, which, you know, a lot of people said to me, oh, have you seen this? Now, if you're a freelance journalist trying to make a name for yourself, you go to the blogs, so you know, you look out for these people appearing on Liverpool blogs and websites at the moment. Look out for them being prolific on Twitter at the moment. And the thing is, how do you stand out, right, in those environments on social media, for example, if there's so many people out there like you, yeah, that are trying to get the same career move as you, for example? How do you stand out? I'll tell you how you stand out. You stand out by telling people what they want to hear, right? Or by being controversial, right? So if you suddenly see someone overnight, right, tonight, for example, or last night, come out with something that's music to your ears because that you're so desperate for it to happen and they're saying things that you want to hear, you're then telling your friends. You're then telling people. And it becomes a talking point. Right, and let's just say that's why today I did that little YouTube short saying, look, you know, just be careful of these freelance journalists during times like this. All right, some freelance journalists, of course, just want to work from home and maybe do it part time and stuff, but I'm not daft, right? You know, like I have got plenty of experience with all these guys, and I don't want to come across as arrogant, but I do know what I'm talking about with this. I'm a fail at a lot of things in life, guys. Honestly, I can't put a shelf up or out like that. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm useless at DIY and things like that. I do anything on a computer, you know what I'm saying, and technology and that. But I do know what I do. And, you know, and I think that whatever career you're in life, if you've done it for as long as I've done it, you know, don't you? Whether you're a plumber, whether you're a painter, whether you're in accounting or whatever, you learn, you know, and a quarter of a century is a long time. And with my thing, you know, my gig, I get to learn, and I also get to hear a lot as well. So you might just have a journalist name, a freelance journalist name. You might associate him to a, you know, like a newspaper. They might go, oh, I've done a bit for, you know, this newspaper. I've done a bit for that. And you might think, oh, credibility. But I also have the benefit that I have to know these people are connected to, you know, which maybe your ordinary fan don't. So sometimes I know who's feeding them. And sometimes I know agendas, and I know what people are involved with. That can be politically. So if someone's involved in something politically that you might not know about, that's going to affect the way they might report about the Middle East interests and things like that. So I don't want to come across as condescending or know-it-all done, because I'm not. I'm really not, guys. I just try to help people. I try to help the people that support me. And sometimes I'll tell people that, and they'll go, oh, do you know what? I never thought of that. And that's all I try to do, all right? So please, I hope it don't come across the wrong way. You know, if you listen to this podcast, I'm hoping that you're a supporter of mine and you like my work. There'll be people listening that don't like me. I get that. That's all right. It's allowed. But the people that do like me and the people that do support me, I consider it as that I work for you. Right? I try to help you. Do you know what I'm saying, guys? Because the majority of people are good with me. So I try to make sure that I'm doing what I'm supposed to do in return. So I think that FSG are in a situation now where they are having to listen to or accept that they may have to let go of Liverpool Football Club completely. I think their intention has been to hold on to it, right? And then that way they get short-term investment, money for the summer, you know, rebuild and all that. They maybe get another 5-8 years out of it or something like that, right? But you've got to remember, anyone that's, you know, investing hundreds of millions of pounds to be a minor investment or something, is, to me, that's not very ambitious, because you don't have any say in anything, really. you know, you could buy into what I do, and if you're a minority, I can still say, yeah, I'm going to take on board what you say and all that, but I'm still going to call the shots. You know, I'm the one in control. So a minor investment is maybe good for certain countries or something that maybe want the luxuries of being able to impress people. You know, like, say, like tourism for a country, or, you know, because they've got this, we own a bit of Liverpool Football Club, and they can wine and dine and send private jets here and there. That, you know, there's ways of making money from a football club without, you know, specifically taking money out of the club, if that makes sense. You know, the brand, the association. And I just think that if, you know, if an American group, for example, bought a share of Liverpool Football Club, they're not then going to invest in transfers and things like that, guys. So we really need to be avoiding minor investment. We really, really do. And we really want to be going for the big stuff, a complete sale. And, you know, there have been suggestions that the Middle East could be trying to get a chunk of the club. Now, some countries that might work, you know, some countries that might work, because they might be able to, it might be able to help tourism and build those links and ties to a major, you know, city and region, you know, shipping and all that, you know, and great trans, you know, links and stuff like that, and just good for tourism maybe. But my impression, and from what I understand, is like the Arabs are very passionate people. They want to be the best. I mean, they want to beat their own mother. Do you know what I mean? When I say beat their own mother, I know there'll be some of you thinking, yeah, that all sorts of that beatings, beheadings and all that. No, I don't mean that kind of beating. I mean, like, competitively. Now, if you look at the owners of Manchester City and Newcastle, they're extremely competitive. Those people are not at those clubs with the primary purpose or primary aim, objective of making money. And that's where I think that the American, you know, stuff, you know, interest at Liverpool and Manchester United, for example, has been completely different, because those owners are not football people. They just want the brand. They want to make money, and success comes second, all right? Whereas I think that, you know, I know people involved at Manchester City, because some of the people involved at Manchester City were part or were associated to the L4 consortium that tried to buy Liverpool Football Club many years ago, to whom I had very strong ties with, as some of you will know. And, you know, some of the executives that ended up at Manchester City, for example, would have been at Liverpool today had that deal gone ahead. Now, I know that back then, that, you know, when they took over Manchester City, that the, you know, they wanted to make Manchester City bigger than Real Madrid. That was the kind of ambitions that those people have. Whether they'll achieve it or not, who knows? But I don't just mean in terms of winning silverware. I mean in terms of prestige and glamour, and, you know, maybe that's, you know, I don't know, like 20-year plans, not 5-year plans, 20-year plans, 50-year plans, and all that. And when you look at Newcastle, you know, their fans might have been up in arms about, oh, we don't want to be linked to this country, this Qatar and all that. But they've gone very quiet, haven't they? And look how successful they are immediately at the moment. Now, you might say, well, they haven't won anything. They're not successful, Dunk. But if you're a Newcastle fan, trust me, I've got one of my friends here is a massive Newcastle fan. And there, you know, he's like, he often says to me prior to them owning them, you know, the takeover there, I wonder if I'll ever see Newcastle win anything. And he used to be really sad about it. You know, like, we would take a cup final appearance at Wembley. It's just the norm, you know. And Jurgen Klopp's rate sometimes comes across as he ain't that bothered about the FA Cup and League Cup, right? These Newcastle fans, they're old school. You know, they'll take a League Cup final, you know, day out and all that. It's beautiful that they've still got that romance. And to them right now, what they're going through is amazing. But we're a bit up our own arses at Liverpool because, you know, our standards are higher than Newcastle because it's what we're used to. So, but the point I'm trying to make here is that the people have come in from, you know, into Newcastle, you know, the Arabs there, for example, and they've turned that club around. And, you know, and there's already chatter that they're going to try and get Bellingham. Now, they probably won't get Bellingham, but it's showing you the ambitions of that club, you know. And I think that's because they are football people. Now, one of the best things that could happen to us, if we can leave the politics to one side, watch my videos on YouTube and I'll explain what I feel about politics and the hypocrisy of the West and things like that, and the attitudes toward the Middle East. What was that ping then? Oh, that's the Xbox in the background updating. I got a new controller for it today, and this Xbox in this room hasn't been turned on for about a year, and it's going through loads of updates. Anyway, so if you hear that, I'm not playing a sneaky game of FIFA in the background or anything. I'd get hammered anyway. So going back to, yeah, good. You know, if you watch my YouTube videos, they'll compliment this. And, you know, I really don't want to go over the old, like, what, you know, the hypocrisy of the West and the blah, blah, blah. But the point is, I'm trying to make here, because I'm probably getting you all confused on that, is if one of these countries, right, the best thing that could happen to us, in my opinion, is one of these countries, right, Bahrain, UAE, Saudi, Qatar, any of these sort of places, whether it's public sector, private sector, whatever, whether it's like private companies or whether it's a state purchase or whatever, is those fuckers out there, guys, right, they love their football. They're mental with their football. They love their football. And if they, right, snap up a club like Liverpool, it will mean everything to them. Everything. They don't have to look on a map to know about Liverpool Football Club or the Premier League. They don't need committees to help them. They don't need advisory boards. You know, what was the thing that we used to call when FSG took over? They had that, oh, God. Like a think tank. Was that right, guys? Was that the expression we used at the time? I know what that expression means, but it was a name that kept coming up all the time. And I remember saying in my YouTube videos at the time that there was this think tank and who it was made up of. And people were like, yeah, yeah. And it came out later, a few years later, that there was, right? And it, I mean, like when it came out later, I mean, it was like in the Telegraph, Guardian, you know, the big broadsheet, the big papers, the serious papers. And I forget the name who headed it. Liverpool fan that was involved with the Football Association and all that, and stuff like that. Anyway, you know, these people wouldn't need educating about football, soccer, right? You know what I'm saying? And they're going to want to beat, right, their neighbours, right, or their fellow businessmen, their fellow Arabs, whatever, right? They're going to want to do that, guys. And I just think it makes great for competition because we're very competitive. So when you hear me being pro that region in terms of taking over Liverpool Football Club, it's not because of money. I mean, yeah, I want to see people spend money and invest properly in the squad. But for me, it's more about football people. And I know them fuckers are going to want to win everything. They really are going to want to win everything. So you will go from this lackluster sort of feel that we have now to, like, we want to be the best. And that's Arab, you know, that's Arabs for you. You know what I'm saying? And we've had, you know, a lot of controversy recently. You know, this we've been debating this on YouTube. Top Reds, you know, Spirit of Shankly, all these groups and organisations and content creators and all that. And, you know, there's a lot of people oppose the suggestion of these people, you know, possibly getting their hands on Liverpool Football Club. And, you know, they're automatically deemed racist. And I don't think that's fair or true just because you might have strong, you know, morals, or you don't believe, you know, in that kind of stuff, then people owning your club, then there's nothing wrong with that. Doesn't mean you're a racist. But there is a racist element to it as well. I'm convinced that there is some people aligned to these people that are a bit like that. They are a particular type of fan, you know. Some people don't like change. It's as simple as that. But it's unfair to lump them all in because some people are just like, no, I'm having that. You know, I don't agree with that. My brother's gay or something. I've seen my brother beat up when he was a kid and persecuted on that level in the community, so I don't want to hear about it in another country, you know, and support them buying my football club. So that's principle here, right? I get it. Who can disagree with that? The thing is, you know, if someone buys a football club from Qatar, for example, and it's a private organisation, and they buy Liverpool Football Club, should they be held accountable for the behaviour of their government or, you know, their country in general? It's that's it would be like us saying to I know they said George Gillette and Tom Hicks then. That's like us saying to John Henry and Tom Werner, well, you know, what about what with the stuff that's gone on in the Middle East or let's say Iraq and places like that over the years, and the amount of people that have died innocently because of, you know, these war for, you know, oils and that for oil. Now, I'm sure that the West, you know, has policed the world very well at times, but, you know, we've made a lot of mistakes, right? So we wouldn't blame John Henry for the decisions that the American government have made over the years. So I'm not quite so sure that we should be coming down on these other countries too. Now, I think these other countries are the people that are interested. I do believe a lot of the stuff that's coming out from credible people regarding interest from that region. Unfortunately, we get all these idiots on social media that are making all these claims every day, and that sets everyone off. And I'm just ignoring it now when people ask me questions, because I genuinely think to myself, you need to have a certain level of intelligence to be involved with Cop Talk. Believe it or not, guys. I mean, I might be as daft as a brush, right? But if you're having to ask questions like, "Can I trust this journalist?" or "Is this true that this deal's been signed off and it's waiting for approval?" I just think that you've got a certain level of naivety, and I'm not really sure that's, you know, it works really with Cop Talk, to be honest, because we can be a bit brutal with honesty. And because, like, a lot of these sites and podcasts and YouTube channels, they say things to keep everyone happy. And me, I don't say things to piss people off, but I'll say things to keep things real. And if you have to ask who a journalist is, that means you've never heard of them before, right? So you're probably answering your own questions sometimes. Do you know what I mean? And yeah, I'm not trying to be mean to people like that. And trust me, when we get like young supporters and that, I go out of my way to try and educate, you know, and say, no, it's this, and look out for this, and read this, and don't read the headline, read the quotes and all that, you know. So I try to help people. But sometimes people, like, they re-spread the misinformation, and it just becomes a nightmare. So it's actually me protecting you. I'm trying to protect you. With the way that we do things. Like on the members' website, you know, we have a policy of no Twitter nonsense. You know, we just won't have it. You're allowed to, you know, come in there and discuss what you want, but if you don't bring something in that you can't verify yourself, or you can, on, you know, really be straight up and say, well, actually, this person is very good, or, you know, this organisation. We prefer to stick to the mainstream media, to be honest. Because, you know, unfortunately, people put something out and people want to believe it. And unfortunately, what's going to happen is at some point, one of these things is going to turn out to be true, and one of these knobheads on Twitter is going to look like they had it right. You know, it's just, it's very childish, I think. And I just think when the time's right, we will know. But there's nothing wrong with speculating. There's nothing wrong with rumours. We like that. It's fun. Do you know what I mean? But to be honest with you, I don't know if you can tell just from the way I'm talking, it drains me at times. And the last 24 hours, you know, the transfer window's closing. What did I say in the run-up to the transfer window closing? You know, it's looking like we're not going to do anything. If we don't do anything, you know, be careful. Be prepared for the good news, you know, the feel-good news and stuff like that. The transfer window closes. And all of a sudden, we've got the suggestion from freelance journalists that, you know, FSG have wanted to sell all along. And it's not like a little primary bit they want to sell up. That's good news, right? That's the sort of thing you want to hear, right? So I would say that buys a bit of time. It calms people a little bit. You know, then we hear that Roberto Firmino's on the verge of signing a new deal. Oh, wow. How come we weren't told about that the day before transfer deadline day, really? And it's like become a big thing overnight all of a sudden. And then we get a video dropped today by the official Liverpool FC YouTube channel in collaboration with Nike, telling us about you know, empathy, and how we're all one, and we all you know, should love each other and be inclusive and all this. And it's just, I just find it, like, I just think that you just got to be careful for the FSG thing. This isn't me being paranoid here, guys, or making shit up. You know, I know a lot of you guys know this, that, you know, and I've brought it up many, many times. Look out for the FSG PR machine coming out, you know, when they need to buy time and stuff like that. And I don't think it's finished. I think it started, to be honest with you, with some of the stuff we're seeing. I would brace yourself for more of that over the next fortnight or so, you know, definitely. So where does it leave us with things, really? I would say that my own personal belief, but, you know, and I form opinions based on what's said to me and intuition and experience and things. And, you know, the vibe that I'm hearing at the moment is that they initially resisted the Middle East, but are now in a situation where they realise that they may have to go against their initial hopes of a minority sale. Because by the summer, if they haven't secured a minority sale, and, you know, it's going to be mental. Because let's be honest, guys, they didn't invest money properly in January because they are preparing to, you know, exit, I think. They're not going to want to spend money in the summer if that's still part of the process, and the fans are going to be going mental. Get a minor investor and that'll, you know, buys them time, you know, another 5, 8 years, 10 years, maybe, I don't know. Certainly another 5 years, I would have thought. and pace for a rebuild, and they can just continue. That would get us through the summer. But if they haven't got that minor investor by the summer, and they haven't sold the club, the fans are going to go mental if they don't get Jude Bellingham in the summer and players like that. And I genuinely think that you might be shocked by if you really think that they wouldn't sell Salah in the summer or something like that. I think you're deluded, because there's chatter about PSG again. We saw the meeting with PSG. We've seen it come out. It's come out in the last 24 hours. It came out a week ago, so maybe. Don't be surprised, because they will not reinvest immensely in that squad, as Rafa would say, if there's no investment, in my opinion. I think it would be sell to make things happen, which is worrying. So just to be clear again, I think, they've always wanted a minor investment, but I think that they're now in a position where they're now having to think, we might have to sell all of this, and time's going against us, because the summer's going to be immensely pressurising for them, and they might be forced into something. And you could look at it, couldn't you, and say, well, hang on, Dunk, it's only 2nd of February, so you've got March, April, May, June. There's 4 months there, Dunk. There's plenty of time. Well, 4 months, I think, in a business sense, in multi-million, billion industries, when the sales, I think that's like 4 days. I think a month's like a day. So, 4 months might seem like a long time to us ordinary peasants, fans, whatever. But I think to them, 4 months is like a few days, So just be careful of the who you're reading stuff from. Try and ignore Twitter as much as possible. If I'm not saying anything, it's probably because there's nothing worth addressing, And keep the faith, because I do, if you were to ask me today, my opinion's allowed to change every day, right? Because I can only form an opinion based on what I know and what I believe. And what I tell you now might be different tomorrow. And right now, if you were to ask me, as Thursday, the 2nd of February, 2023, I believe the club will be sold. I just think that the club will be sold, and I think that it will be sold in its entirety. Now, ask me that tomorrow, I might change my mind. I might have changed it by tonight. It just depends on what's happening behind the scenes and the progress that they make. Right, so that kind of gives a summary. If you want me to be quite specific, I do think there is dialogue with people in the Middle East, but I don't believe any of this nonsense that they've sat down with FSG and all that. The people that are supposed to be doing negotiating, compiling interest and things like that. I think that we'll hear more this month. I think February will be a telling month on that situation. And I just think stick with me, and I'll keep you updated as best as I can. And we'll look at it from a no bullshit, mature attitude. And all I can do is keep you posted, guys. All right. Do try and watch the videos. If you like the audio content more so, it might be an idea for you to become a patron of the podcast, because then you'll be able to listen to those videos as well. Because I think that's the direction I'm going to go, by making all the audios available as bonus content as well, So I'm not really sure there's anything else to talk about. Obviously, we've got this, let's have a look, we've got this game against Wolves on Saturday, and then we've got the Merseyside derby on the 13th of February. That, of course, was a game that we were told to keep an eye on, remember? And also the Newcastle game on 18th of February, and then we got Real Madrid. This is a very, very important time for Liverpool Football Club, and there is a lot of pressure around those three fixtures, in my opinion, that certainly affects decisions that could be made in terms of the ownership and things like that. I'm just having a look at... I was looking at some of the news and claims that's been going around. So there's a lot of suggestions today, that a lot of chatter that Joel Matip may be on his way in the summer. That's been sparked by Neil Jones. I wouldn't pay much attention to him, to be honest with you. Again, when I say that, it's not because I dislike a journalist or anything. I just think that they're like in a rank of, I wouldn't say importance, but if you imagine a chain from top to bottom, I think that you put Paul Joyce up at the top, people like Dan Rowan at the BBC, if it's investment and things like that. You know, Joyce has got obvious connections. The other kid at the Athletic, and then also James Pearce at the Athletic as well. And then you've got the likes of Neil Jones down the ladder, so to speak, that associates more with the content creators and stuff like that and websites and things. You don't see exclusives anymore, from these people. So, but basically he's just saying, there's been growing whispers from in the club that Matip may move on this summer. I don't think that's true. I think that what that means is that a bit of intuition and a bit of look at the way of how the teams, lines up with Van Dijk and Konate when he's fit and stuff, and Gomez and everything. It's not rocket science to work out that a player might want to consider a move. So I don't think there's been any whispers, and I think this is when journalists try and make out that they're in the loop. I do, guys, honestly. I'm not suggesting for 1 minute that Matip won't go, but what I'm saying here is I don't really think there's any whispers coming out of Anfield to suggest that. I think that's just journalists putting two and two together and coming up with an assessment that many of us would probably agree with. Don't exactly make you a Twitter ITK, guys, does it? There's a bit of chat today about PSG and Mo Salah. Again, I think I mentioned that earlier. These are reports that are coming from Italy. It was Calcio Mercato Web reporting that PSG are interested in him. And I actually do think that there's something in this, to be honest with you. So that's something that I'd keep an eye on. I think if FSG fail with their plans, that they may start looking at selling someone. So if Mo turns his form around, and becomes the player that we know he can be, I think it would make it more difficult for that to happen. But there would certainly be justifications in possibly selling him. If he isn't setting the world alight, and if they can get the message out that, if Salah's gone, we can now pay for Bellingham. The fans this summer, you need to really, really, really look at the ins and outs this summer. This is going to be one of the biggest summers ever, I think, for us. And now, when I say that, a lot of journalists say that each year, coming out with that rubbish, to do with transfers and that, but I think that everything that's going to happen from the minute that the season ends, right, the last day of the season, is when you need to open your eyes and ears, guys, because if nothing's come out by then, on a positive front regarding the future of the club, it's going to be an absolutely mental summer. There'll be a lot of stress, I can sense it, and a lot of toxic stuff. And you might be getting mugged off without realising it, so you're going to have to watch everything, all right? Trust me on this one. So let's hope we don't come to that. Let's hope we do hear something over the next 3 to 4 weeks on the positive side of things. And to be honest, I'm more upbeat than not at the moment in terms of the club being sold. But we'll have to wait and see. But that Salah stuff, I wouldn't dismiss that. I just wouldn't. Jude Bellingham remains Real Madrid's priority, apparently. Just regurgitated stuff. There's no point going over all that. And obviously there's a bit of talk about Firmino, with him set to commit longer to the club by the sounds of things, which is, again, good news, positive news, now that the transfer window has closed. I'm just looking at today's mainstream media. I really want to wrap this episode up. I don't want to drag it out for too long, so I'm not going to go through all of the rumours and things today. There's nothing, when I say rumours today, I like to go through the list, as you know, talking about the different, what our rivals are doing and things like that, what's in the mainstream media. But actually, there's nothing really there, or any players that have been linked with us that we need to be concerned about. In fact, the only thing there really is to do with Real Madrid will make signing Borussia Dortmund and England midfielder Jude Bellingham, 19, their priority for the summer. And that's coming from AS in Spain. And the one Liverpool reference is that the agent of Liverpool's Brazil forward, Roberto Firmino, 31, believes discussions over a new contract at the club will conclude this month. And that's Sky Germany. I'm not sure there's anything else I want to say, really. So what we'll do is we'll just give a quick shout out to the people that make this podcast possible. And you guys that do support this podcast, there will be some private content coming up for you. So thanks for sticking with me. So obviously, if you do support the podcast, you get the adverts removed. You can listen to the archive, I think. the archive, yeah, they'll be on there. Private episodes, from time to time, there's stuff that I prefer to keep private. And as a patron of this podcast, you have access to that. You can listen to everything through the app, you know, the Patreon app, or you can use Pocket Cast, which is what I use. You have your own little link and you copy and paste it in, and then all the episodes are sent to you. It's a piece of piss to set up, and it'll set you back one coffee a month. Basically, it's like buy me a coffee or a drink, a beer or whatever. So you can do that by going to www.coptoppodcast.com, and for the cost of a coffee once a month, you can become a supporter of the podcast. And I'd like to thank you guys. Thanks to those of you that are on the old fan legacy tier. That's no longer used. If you drop off that, you can't get back on it. Okay, it's an old tier. It was like a promotion that I did to try and help people. So if you were to join today, if you were to support the podcast today, you would be becoming a supporter if you want. Or you can become a legend or royalty right at the top of the tree. We've got Wayne Brown. He's a supporter, as too is Tom Brown and Simon and Mark and Jimmy and Jamie motherfucking Gilmore and Harry and Hamza and Glynn and Craig Alford, Clint and Aaron O'Dowd and James Braid. That's right. That's the supporters of the podcast. We then have what we call the legends. We've got Craig Alford. Tyler Dean Williams, I love that name. Paul MC, Matt Meeker, James Lee, Jack Wood, Big Wave Dave, and Andrew Evans. That's right, they're the legends. And then we've got the royalty. We've got Michael Couchman, John Watt, David Sutcliffe, and Adam. Yeah, that's what I call his squad. Yeah? So if you become a patron of this wonderful podcast, you get the adverts removed and the extra stuff. Or you can become a Cop Talk VIP member by going to coptalk.com and you can listen to the extra stuff on there. It's what you like. Some people like the audio. Some people like the videos, you know, and want to support each, you know, one of those things. Some people support everything. Some people have the Cop Talk VIP membership and get all everything on there. You know, it just depends what you want, really. And if you're never sure, just email me, dunk@coptalk.com, and I'll look after you, you know. It's really not about quantity. It's about quality. As Rafa would say, it's about having good people on board that turn around and say, yeah, Dunk, appreciate what you do. Here's a coffee, lad. Get yourself a coffee. Now you look after me. And that's what we do at Cops Are. We look after each other. You know what I'm saying? So thanks very much to all the names that I've just read out there for making this podcast possible. All right, guys. If you want to contact me, you can also go to coptoppodcast.com and click on contact. And let me know your thoughts on that, and we'll get them read out on the next episode. We haven't been doing a lot of podcasts recently because I think it's just been the same stuff. But I'll try and get, some more produced for you. The good thing is we have these great people that support the podcast, and they never moan, you know. Really good people. They're very loyal, very supportive, proper good people, I think. So, and if you are a patron, if you are on that list, let me know if you would like the audio from the YouTube videos, including as bonus content, so that you can listen to the audio when you're at work or out with a dog and stuff like that. You can't walk around watching a bloody video, can you? Let me know, guys. It's your podcast. You're in charge. You're the important ones. And I will do whatever I can for you to make it a good experience. If you're not in a position to support the podcast financially, you can email me, or you can just keep listening. That's all right. It's a good deal, and it works for everyone, doesn't it? All right, guys. I get the impression I might have forgot something today. There's a lot of stuff going on. I don't really want to do each episode talking about the takeover stuff, you know, because it takes up the whole episode. I would rather come on here and just talk about the day's talking points and rumours and things like that and the individual games. But I thought it was important just to provide a little update on that. So, that's your lot for today. I hope you've enjoyed it. Please do drop us an email. Now's a good time probably to let me know what you're thinking about the ownership stuff. But in the future episodes, you know, maybe once a week we'll touch on the ownership, where I think, where we are with things. But I do think that, you know, detailed updates on it all, every episode would be boring and might be regurgitating things. So this episode is really just a little catch-up as to where things are. In the next episode, I'd rather be more focused on the day-to-day running of the club while it continues to try and salvage something from this season. A very disappointing window. I think it showed a lack of ambition as usual. We could have invested more in the January window to try and get that, you know, not just the top four qualification for the Champions League, but also to try and win the fucker this year round, you know. And sometimes I think Jurgen Klopp's complicit in this. He gives them an easy ride, and yeah, I don't know, it's disappointing. We could be coming up for the season, you know, over the coming weeks. We're either going to be very happy, or we could be in complete and utter disaster. I do think February will be an important month for the club on the ownership front. I would pay attention. Be careful what you listen to online. Be careful about these freelance journalists that I'm telling you about. And if you do get an opportunity to follow my videos on YouTube as well, try and do that, because they change all the time. I can get those opinions out rather quickly these days just while I'm making a cup of tea. All right, guys. Thanks ever so much for listening. And thanks especially to the squad, the people that make this this podcast possible. And if it wasn't for you guys, I wouldn't be able to buy myself a beer tomorrow afternoon when I meet my mates, you know. So it's very much appreciated. And one final thing, I'll be streaming live on YouTube on coptalk.tv this Saturday evening, 7:30 p.m. until very late. We'll be having a knees up, getting early, 7:30 UK Saturday night. If you want to chat about LFC, because as the night goes on, I don't want to be talking about the football. And I'm sure we'll be just talking about cranking the flange and all that. If you don't come along today, if you don't participate in the stream, you'll have no idea what I'm talking about. But later in the evening, we're just like a laugh and a giggle. It's more of a community thing. Get in early if you want to talk about Liverpool. We'll start that at 7:30 p.m. UK time this Saturday night. Might be back with you tomorrow. We'll see if there's anything worth discussing. But once again, thank you for listening, guys, and keep the faith. All right.